Oh, brother. Okay, I'll give it a shot. This promised to be one of the toughest assignments of my whole career. It required heavy-duty thinking and also extra-strength mathematics. To get the right answer, I had to add up all the peckerwoods and woodpeckers, multiply that times the number of woodchucks, and then divide all that by checkerboards. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet it was. You're probably astounded that a dog could handle all that extra strength mathematics. To tell you the truth, so was I. But the important thing is that I did it. Under great pressure and stress and so forth, after hours and hours of intense concentration, I finally came up with an answer. I could only hope it was the right one. Okay, madam, I think I've worked this out. Madam? She was asleep. Hey, wake up! I've got the answer. She sat up and yawned. When her eyes came into focus, she jumped up and yelled, Timothy, come at once! Call out the guard! Lock the outer doors! There's a giant rabbit in my office! In a flash, Big Tim was there beside me, rearing his ugly head, rattling his tail, hissing, and sticking out his tongue. I held my breath and didn't move a hair. It was a very tense moment. Madam blinked her eyes and said, Oh, is that you? Yes, ma'am, it sure is. Will you call off your snake?
Timothy, at ease. We had a false alarm.
Big Tim gave me one last glare and slithered off into the darkness. I heaved a sigh of relief and turned to Madam. I worked out the math, and I think I've got the answer.
Why did it take you so long?
Hey, it was a tough problem. Are you ready for this? The answer is... I paused for dramatic effect. 97.001. The cave fell into an eerie silence. Madam stared at me with eyes that looked like full moons. Her lower beak dropped 2 inches. Then, in a whisper, she said,
Astounding! Incredible! I can hardly believe it!
Timothy, did you hear that? Oh, Hank, it's true! You really are a genius!
She hopped down to the floor and threw her wings around my neck. And she even kissed me on the cheek. That was a new experience for me, being kissed by a woman who didn't have any lips. She had a beak, don't you see? No lips. Anyway, I almost fainted with relief. We joined paws and wingtips, my paws and her wingtips, and danced around the cave, celebrating my... You know, Madam seemed surprised that I'd solved the problem and had turned out to be a mathematical genius, but heck, I could have told her. Anyway, we had a nice celebration. Then Madam returned to her spot at the front of the cave. For a long time, she stared at me with big, adoring eyes.
Well, my dear boy, you've passed all the tests and surpassed all expectations. You've astounded us with your brilliance. You've earned the right to proceed. The path to truth is open to you, and now you may ask my advice. What, pray tell, is the source of your troubles?
I sat down and told her my sad story.